I don't know about you, but when I started my business, I thought I had this thing all figured out. Because after all, starting a photography studio was not the first business that I had actually started. But I was shocked a few years down the line to realize that when I started my business, I didn't know anything. So what I'm going to do today in the Focal Points podcast is I'm going to share with you some of the things that I wish people had told me when I first started my business. So if you're just a couple years in or you're just thinking about starting your business, I'm glad you're here with me today. Let's get started. Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone. And you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love. So like I said in the beginning, starting a photography studio was not my first trip down the entrepreneurial path or journey. I was raised by an entrepreneur. I saw my dad start his business. Actually, I didn't see him start it, but I was a result of him having his own business the whole time while I lived at home. And he had a business for about 30 years before he decided to close up shop and go work for somebody else. He was kind of done with the hassle. And I could totally relate to that. As I have my own business now, there are just some days where I wish I could go to an office, sit in a cube, have someone tell me what to do, and then close the door and leave at the end of the day. But that's not how I'm wired. And if you're listening to this and you have your own photography studio, I'm guessing that that's not how you're wired either. So what I thought I would do in this episode is go through some of the things that I really wish someone had sat me down and said, listen, take this seriously. You need to know. These are the things you need to know about. Kind of like if you have kids, like you kind of really wish someone would have said, like the lack of sleep is real when you have a kid. Like it's not just like, oh, you're tired, but when you first have your first child, like the lack of sleep and how exhausted you are is so overwhelming. I remember that feeling to this day. And I really wish someone would have sat me down, like cupped my face in their hands and said, Dori, you need to know how tired you're going to get. You have no idea. And I think that sometimes we gloss over in our business how beautiful images are and how everyone loves our images and that happy, euphoric, dopamine-filled experience that we get. So many of us, I think, gloss over what really kind of happens behind the scenes to make all those beautiful images happen. So let's get into it today. Let's talk about the things that I wish people would have told me. Number one, starting a business is no joke. It takes so much time and effort and energy. It's not just about taking the pictures. You know, we see people all the time, oh, you're being a photographer. That must be such a fun job. Yeah, but they don't see all the marketing, the networking, the managing of the actual business that has to happen for success. You will spend, and I have spent so much more time behind the scenes in front of my computer at networking events, marketing my business than I will ever spend taking my pictures. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the way it needs to be. If you run a business and you get successful enough where you can hire staff to help you with the marketing and the business side of things, then you can spend more time behind your camera with clients. And that's the ultimate goal. But when you're first starting out, especially maybe the first year or two before you're ready to hire staff, you are going to spend so much more time working on your business than actually in your business, on meaning the marketing, the networking, all those things that a lot of us, you know, truth be told, that's not why we started a business. The second thing that they don't tell you is that the gear acquisition syndrome, that gas syndrome that we have, we love our cameras, we love our gear, we love our lightings, we love our props, all those things. Yeah, that never goes away either. You're always going to want the next best camera, the fastest lens, the newest technology, all those things. And all of that gets very expensive. You will spend more than you ever thought possible on gear in this business. Am I right? Can I hear it from the back? Yeah, I think I'm right. And it includes cameras, lenses, lighting, and other accessories. And that's not even counting. No. That's not even counting your computer, your wireless connections, your websites, and everything else that you're going to have to invest in for your business. This business is expensive. Now, granted, it's not as expensive as investing in a college degree. So if you don't have a college degree and you're starting a photography business, this is a lesser investment depending on where you choose to study. But you're still going to spend a lot of money and you're always going to want to have kind of have that pull, you know, in the back of your mind to want to invest more. And I'm feeling that big time right now with all these mirrorless cameras and new lighting systems and everything. I'm feeling like, oh, I really need to update my gear. And I'm just trying to hold off as long as possible because I know how expensive that's going to be. The next thing I really wish people would have told me is that it takes time to build a portfolio. It really does. Now, building a portfolio is a multifaceted thing that has to happen. And you can hear people say, and I've even said this to people that I've coached with who really needed to build a portfolio, say, listen, go out, book 3 solid sessions with a variety of posing and setups. You can have a website. A website does not equal a portfolio. You can have a social media presence with very few sessions, but I promise you, especially when you're entering into this business, as you go down the line, you will see that those images that you first took are not as good as the images that you're taking now, and you're kind of constantly going to be up-leveling that. And I have finally, 15 years into this thing, finally gotten to a point where I'm solid enough in my images that I don't have to be updating my website and everything all the time. Like, I have a good, solid portfolio. It will take time to build your portfolio. And that might mean that if you want certain images or certain people to be reflected in your business, you might need to pay models for that. You might have to do some exchange of services for that. You might have to give a little to get those images that you want in your portfolio. That's totally fine. That's the game, right? To get the images you want, you might have to give up a little bit in return. They're not always going to be in paying sessions, but don't expect that miracle portfolio to happen even within the first or second year. It's going to take you a while to build something that you're really, really proud of. That's totally okay. Now, the next thing I know everyone can relate to, you have to learn how to price your services. And setting prices for services can be tricky. You need to make sure that you're charging enough to cover your costs. And you need to make sure you're charging enough to make a profit, to make it worthwhile, to cover the gear that you want to get, to cover the business side of things that all the things that prop up like insurance and taxes and all those types of things. You need to know how to price your services. And most photographers, in fact, almost all photographers that I have coached, that I have seen in Facebook groups, that I have looked at their websites when I've been traveling and looking at different photographers' websites, most photographers, dare I say almost all photographers, start out pricing too low. I don't care where you live. You cannot make a living and be profitable at $200 a session. How do I know that? Well, basic business costs are the same no matter where you live. Sony doesn't give a discount to people who live in rural America where the cost of living is cheaper to people like me who live in Washington, D.C. The cost of things is basically the same. Now, your groceries might be a little less, your housing might be less, but the actual cost of running your business doesn't change that much from different areas. So when I see photographers charging low prices for their work, I know they are not profitable. They simply are not profitable. And if you want to be profitable, you have to charge an appropriate rate for the services that you are providing, a professional rate for the services that you are providing. So you need to know how to price your services. And this is the one thing that I really think people get a little disillusioned about, is you need to know where to find your clients. When we first start a business, right, the clients come out of the woodwork because usually we're not charging enough and it's something new and shiny and people are drawn to that. So people in your area, your friends and your family are going to hire you because they want to support you in your business, right? But once you start developing a professional business, charging professional rates, starting treating it like a business versus an exchange just between friends, many of those friends and family will not hire you anymore. And that is something that is hard to take. We don't like it when our friends and family go to other photographers, but many times they're doing it because those photographers are more in alignment with what they want. Try not to take that personally. So then if your friends and family aren't going to hire you, who's going to hire you? You need to go find those clients. Marketing your business is going to take more time by huge margins. It'll take more time. You'll spend more time marketing than you will take shooting your images. That's just the way that it is. And that can be tricky. It can be really, really tricky. You have to be proactive in marketing your business and building relationships with potential clients and putting yourself out there and going to networking events and putting yourself, maybe not on social media, but you need to definitely be proactive about making connections in your community so people know what you do and they want to support your business. So how can you create great, great connections with the people in your community when you meet them face-to-face, maybe going to a networking event or something like that? Have a really great album to show them of the work that you do. Not something on your phone, not something on your iPad, but a printed album that you can show them. And you want to know where you can get that? You can get that from our friends at Endphoto. And here is a really great special for you to take advantage of. Creating a beautiful product line to show to our clients and present to our clients sometimes can be really difficult because the options seem endless. One thing that my clients love and what I offer everyone is the Complete Set by Endphoto. It's a 3-in-1 combo product that allows me to give them a beautiful presentation box, a USB, and also a book or an album of all their images from their event or their session. And it's something that is a hit every single time. If you're looking for samples for your studio, absolutely take advantage of the 75% discount that Endphoto offers all new clients. Head over to our show notes page and grab that sample discount today. So before we wrap this up, I want to talk about finding clients and how difficult finding clients can be. Your business needs to have a marketing machine, a marketing strategy as part of what you do in your business and in your community. You need to have a strategy and a way to meet people. You need to have a way to connect with people. You need to have a way and a strategy to promote on social media, to promote through your email list, through auctions, and all the things that you can do to promote your business. I call that your marketing machine. If your business does not have a great marketing machine, I can help you pretty easily through my Marketing Breakthrough Program. This is something that I've been offering this year to great success with people. We meet 3 times via Zoom, one-on-one. These are not group calls. And we meet and we talk about what's worked in the past, what you want to do, and what is going to work in the future. Very, very concise one-on-one calls. If you need help with your marketing, I would love to help you through my Marketing Breakthrough Program. Hit the show notes page. You can get the link to all the information. So you need to, this is the next thing I wish someone would have told me, right? I really wish I would have known how good my business skills needed to be as far as keeping track of numbers and customer service. It's not just about bringing people in the door. It's also about having really great business and communication skills when you get those people in the door and how to make them happy, how to exceed their expectations and send them on their way raving about your services so they refer others to you. And that's all part of that marketing wheel that I was talking about. How do you have a great referral program? Do you leave people wanting more? Do you leave people having them being excited for their next session with you? How do you do that? And for many people, that's hard because I can hear it now, the introvert saying, but I'm just an introvert and that's really, really hard for me. I'm not comfortable doing that. And you know, your neck get all hot and get all red and everything. Here's the thing. Those things are hard for most people. No one likes walking into a room where no one knows them and striking up a conversation out of thin air. That is not comfortable for most people. The difference between people who are successful at it and the people who are not is the people who are successful at building that business and connecting with others are the people who do it over and over and over and they practice it. It's a practiced skill. If you don't practice it, you're never going to be good at it and you're always going to feel more uncomfortable. So think about that when you need to get out and you need to provide great customer service and you need to have good business skills. Many times that relies and is 100% a part of you being able to connect well with others and communicate well with others. I wish that people understood how important their communication skills are and how specifically in America, I will say, how bad we are at communication and understanding different perspectives and getting people to see our perspective when you're having a disagreement or something like that. I'm reading right now Julie Andrews' second autobiography. And the reason why I listen to it, I'm not reading it, I listen to it, is I love to listen to her talk and I love to hear her vocabulary. and how she describes things. And even when she's describing things in the show business world that she grew up in, and she's describing experiences or interactions with other people that were not positive, you would never know that she had a negative thought about those interactions because of the vocabulary and the way that she speaks. If you want a true lesson in class, pick up one of her biographies, but do yourself a favor. Don't read them. Listen to them like on Audible or something like that, because it is truly eye-opening to hear how she discusses things, especially things that are unfavorable when it comes to her longevity in Hollywood. It truly is a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I've fully enjoyed it, but it's been a great, great learning lesson for me as far as how to communicate with others. And the last thing I just want to go into is the fact that I really wish people would have told me how lonely this job would be. Running a photography business for most is a solitary job. And even if you have studio staff, that doesn't mean it isn't lonely, because being the boss can be lonely. Being an entrepreneur can be lonely. If you're the one always calling the shots and everything is reliant on your vision of what happens, that can be a lonely place to sit in. You need to be comfortable working alone. That doesn't mean, you know, you don't enjoy your time. Of course, I enjoy my time with my clients so much. I had a headshot session this morning that was just lovely. I just enjoyed talking to this client so much and getting to know her better. But besides the fact, here I am this afternoon sitting in my office, talking into a microphone by myself. And it's like that most days. So if you're not comfortable with your own thoughts, if you're not comfortable and you're not great at self-motivation and keeping yourself on track, this can be very, very difficult. All right. Those are the things, some of the things that I wish people would have told me when I started my own business. And the thing is, most of us have heard these things before. I'm not probably telling you anything new, but maybe by hearing it from me and some of my experiences, you can see that you're not alone. And maybe how you're feeling about your business, maybe some of the frustrations that you have, maybe some of the feelings that are coming up for you when it comes to running your business, realizing that you are not the only one that is experiencing these things. You are not the only one who wishes you knew how much money you would spend on equipment. You are not the only one who wishes someone would have told you how lonely it can be. You are not the only one who wishes someone really, really told you how competitive this industry would be and how much you would need to market your business. We are all in this together. And we all can empathize with each other when we come up about with these struggles. That is why I love getting emails from people. So if you're in a situation, you're having a really, really hard time, reach out to me. Let's talk about it. My inbox is wide open to anyone who listens to this podcast. And I love to connect with the listeners. So thank you so much for listening. Hopefully this will help you understand maybe where you sit in your business and help you realize that you truly, truly aren't alone when it comes to some of these struggles. We've all been through it and we all want to support you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to the Focal Points Podcast by Enphoto. We will see you next week. Bye-bye. Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I have a quick request. If you've enjoyed this program or enjoyed other programs that we've brought to you courtesy of Focal Points and Enphoto, I would love for you to head over to Spotify or iTunes and leave us a review. These help us more than you know when it comes to getting the word out about the program and how we can help other photographers who might be dealing with some of the same struggles that you are. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your review today.